It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch, from the best bets to the sneaky underdogs. And of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket, follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I don't know how to be more clear.
Y'all are being naughty today.
These have to be arable.
Very naughty.
Some of you are being just downright nasty today. Mm-hmm. We can't read some of these.
Hey, Sam.
The chickpea joke? I can't air that.
Okay.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana?
Did I tell you I used to have a job collecting leaves?
No.
Yeah, I was raking it in.
Hey, Scott.
Sam, what's up, buddy?
Have you ever heard that you shouldn't throw false teeth at your car?
No.
Yeah, you might dent your vehicle.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
From 1335, you know, every morning I wake up, think about making pancakes for breakfast.
Yeah?
Yeah, but I keep waffling. I'll see myself out.
Hey, Sam.
Yes?
Did I tell you this morning I ate a frozen apple?
No.
Hardcore.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
You want to hear a funny joke about pizza?
Yes.
Oh, never mind. It's too cheesy.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
From 1168, so cottage cheese is not really cheese.
Huh?
Just occurred to me.
Did you know, Scott?
I'm gone.
Apparently, you can't use beef stew as a password. It's not strong enough.
You want to try that again?
How do you mess that one up every time?
That is not the first time you've done that joke, and that is not the first time you've ruined
it's
that
not
joke.
Stroganoff.
It's not stroganoff.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
My buddy told me that I was too competitive.
Really?
I told him I already knew that.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Why can't dinosaurs clap their hands?
I don't know.
Because they're extinct, moron.
Did I tell you?
Thank you, Dan. Thank
Scott.
You.
Dan's laugh was the best part.
I tell you that my dad always told me, don't be so quick to find faults.
Hmm.
He's a great man, but a terrible geologist.
That one's actually pretty good.
Hey, Dana.
Yes.
Where do bad rainbows go?
I don't know. Where do bad rainbows go?
Prism. It's not a long sentence, just long enough to reflect.
Okay.
I'm going to try not to screw this one up. This one's good. Dana.
Yes.
What? I have not had time to practice, mm-hmm. practice this one.
Clearly.
What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
What do you call a sheep who can sing and dance?
Lady Baba.
We want to try that again?
Lady Baba.
Hey, Sam.
Yes, Dana?
Did I tell you I walked by a shop the other day and I saw an ad in the window that said television for sale, volume stuck on full?
Really?
Yeah, I thought, I can't turn that down.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why did the lady put lipstick on her forehead?
I have no idea.
She was trying to make up her mind.
Oldie but a goodie. Sam.
Yes, Scott.
Gave my handyman a to-do list, but he only did jobs 1, 3, and 5.
Huh.
Yeah, turns out he only does odd jobs.
Sam.
Yes, Dana?
Why should you never kiss anyone with a runny nose?
I don't know.
You might think it's funny, but it's not.
Hey, Dana.
Yes?
You know, dogs cannot operate MRI machines.
No.
But cats can.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
Why do you never see a dead crow in the road?
I don't know.
His friends are in the trees yelling, caw, caw, caw.
Wait.
Let's do
let's
that one
again. Let's try that again.
Yeah, let's go back to the start
on
that.
I was too focused on the caw.
Yeah, okay. I know. You don't get caught up in the punchline, man. It's in the delivery.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Why do you never see a dead crow in the road?
I don't know.
His friends are in the trees yelling, caw, caw, caw.
All right. A little bit better. Wow.
Did I tell you I spent all morning looking up at my ceiling, Scott?
No.
I'm not sure if it's the best ceiling in the world, but it's definitely up there.
Wow.
That's terrible.
Hey, Scott.
Sam.
What month of the year has 28 days?
I don't know.
All of them.
Get up.
Get.
Dana.
Yes.
What do you call a dog who meditates?
What do you call a dog who meditates?
A werewolf.
Hey, Sam.
He's a were.
Sam.
Yes.
What do you say to a hitchhiker with one leg?
Oh, God.
Oh, no. I don't know.
Hop in.
Oh. Winner.
Hey, Scott.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I'm really good at sleeping?
No.
Yeah, I can even do it with my eyes closed.
Oh, wow.
I've told you guys before that I constantly burn my Hawaiian pizza. I should have put it on Aloha setting.
Try that one again.
I should have put it on Aloha setting.
Why are you breathing through it?
I should have put it on Aloha,
Aloha setting.
Aloha setting.
What is it about when you say Aloha that you're trying to be like, come hither? Aloha.
Sam?
Yes.
Did I tell you my children have begged me to stop singing Oasis songs in public?
Really?
I said, maybe.
Hey, Sam.
Yes.
Maybe.
How many we got it. How many stormtroopers does it take to change a light bulb?
I don't know.
None. They're all on the dark side.
Hey, Scott.
Hey, Sam. What's up, buddy?
Where do ye find a pirate who's lost his wooden leg?
Well, Sam, I don't know. Where do ye?
Right where ye left him.
News with Dan Weinbaum coming up next here on Dana and Parks.
Maybe.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's not just about watching the game. It's about betting on it. I'm Mike Valeni, and on Cash the Ticket, Jim Costa and I break down every college football and NFL matchup like it's the last game we're ever going to watch. From the best bets to the sneaky underdogs, and of course, as my co-host likes to say, the value. And the one thing we're not going to do is pretend we're professionals. We have fun with it. It's an entertainment product, and it makes watching games a hell of a lot of fun. So Cash the Ticket. Follow it in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.